With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Make sure to pack a raincoat or carry your umbrella with you today. National Weather Service forecaster Ben Harding tells us why.
Occasional showers with some isolated thunderstorms are expected at times today across the Cayman area as a prefrontal trough continues to develop across the Northwest Caribbean, while also being fueled by moisture drawn in from the Southern Caribbean. An associated frontal boundary located across the Yucatan Channel will clash with this feature through the next few days, bringing showers at times with periods of rain, mainly across the sister islands. A thunderstorm advisory is currently in effect. Radar imagery currently shows numerous showers with some isolated and embedded thunderstorms in and around and east of the Cayman area moving towards the northwest.
Make sure to keep it locked to Radio Cayman right after this morning's news as we'll bring you the full weather forecast.
A democracy that values its community must protect those communities.
MPs pass a government motion recommending constitutional amendments for electoral representation of traditional districts on Grand Cayman. Northside MP, the Honorable Jay Ebanks, tabled the motion in Parliament.
The motion is grounded in every simple democratic principle. Every community deserves a voice. Every district deserves representation. Every Caymanian deserves to know that their community will always have a place in Parliament.
He says these changes are necessary as the Electoral Boundaries Commission has raised concerns about the small population sizes of Northside and East End, adding that the sister islands are constitutionally guaranteed two MPs despite their small population sizes.
Be it resolved that the Honorable House recommends amending the Cayman Islands Constitution Order 2009 as amended to include the provisions guaranteeing that there is at least one parliamentary representative from each of the five traditional districts, namely West Bay, Georgetown, Bordentown, East End, and Northside.
The motion met with widespread support, passing in the House on March 10th. Following a thorough procurement process, Edgewater Development Limited has been selected to lead the final phase of enhancements to the George Dixon Park in East End. This will include construction of a steel frame canopy for the courts, completion of BMX bike and walking tracks, park and court lighting upgrades, and upgraded utility services. These additions will bring the park, quote, closer to becoming a vibrant hub for sports, recreation, and community connection. The project is expected to be completed by December, and you're invited to a groundbreaking ceremony to mark the start of the final phase on Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Israel says it's killed Iran's security chief Ali Larijani with an overnight airstrike. Israeli media are reporting he was attacked with his son in a hideout apartment. Israel said the commander of the Basij paramilitary force was also killed. There's been no confirmation from Iran. In response to the US and Israeli bombing campaign, Iran has continued to hit back across the region. Oil prices rose briefly on news that America's European allies were unlikely to enforce safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz. The World Food Programme has warned that the war could lead to price rises that would push an extra 45 million people into acute hunger. The UN agency said it would take global hunger levels to an all-time record. Medical sources in Afghanistan have told the BBC that more than 100 bodies have been brought in after a Pakistani airstrike. The attack reduced a drug rehabilitation centre in Kabul to a smoking ruin. Pakistan said it targeted a military installation. The European Union says Ukraine has accepted its offer to restore the oil flow to Hungary and Slovakia through a damaged Russian pipeline. The Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban had threatened to block a $100 billion EU loan to Ukraine. North Korea is reported to be increasing its use of human-like robots in public spaces. A photo online showed a machine of female appearance greeting voters at a polling station. Scientists from Australia and Britain say cannabis is not effective as a treatment for common mental health disorders. The researchers found little evidence to suggest it could help conditions including anxiety, anorexia, and post-traumatic stress disorder. The British author Len Deighton, best known for his spy thrillers, has died at the age of 97. His first book was The Ypres Files. And that's the latest world news from the BBC.